This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. It's winter time, and the last time Jeremy and I met to discuss reptiles, there were unusual patterns. One was they were awake and hungry and fighting each other. I think I recall two snakes fighting in a field. There was a photograph. They're still awake, and the weather is odd, fine. And now we have something called a coastal taipan to talk about. This is the first time I've met a coastal taipan. What is it, Jeremy?
John, the coastal taipan is probably your biggest enemy in the snake world because of the fact that, one, incredibly venomous, and two, it appears in places that you don't normally expect, aka in the coast and basically wetland areas of Australia. And luckily for me here in Sydney, the coastal taipan is mostly around Brisbane and sort of the Queensland coastal areas that loves tropical weather, so I hopefully will never get to see it. But the coastal taipan is like the brown snake, a very, very fierce competitor for anything in its environment, including humans. So when it sees something that it doesn't like, it is a very aggressive snake. But the thing is that this coastal taipan is something that also has a part of its toxins in its venom that is actually really good for antivenin. So what we do here in Australia, and especially in Brisbane in the Australian Reptile Park zoo section, is that they actually milk these coastal taipans for their venom, because then they can turn them into anti-venom and also use a portion as well, basically to do research. But what's actually happened 2 weeks ago is there was a coastal taipan in Brisbane that they were milking, and they thought it was just a regular coastal taipan that they were milking it as they normally do. But lo and behold, by the time they'd finished, they'd actually gotten out 5.2 grams of venom, which doesn't sound like a lot of venom. I mean, it's barely 0.2 ounce. But the fact was that it was actually a world record in venom milking for a coastal taipan or any snake around the world with this type of venom. So they'd actually found a coastal taipan that had venom in its system that was enough to kill 400 humans. And this is 400 adults, I should say, too. So you can double that when you talk about children. It was incredible. This taipan didn't show anything unusual, anything different about it. But the talk here now is that this record-breaking coastal taipan having 400 human doses or fatal human doses in its system, there's a question, are the snakes actually in the whole baby boom scenario that we're talking about with the different weather and snakes are becoming more prevalent, are the coastal taipans actually becoming more lethal because they have to fight in their environment? They have to deliver new ways to defend themselves. So is all this snake boom we're talking about because of the strange weather, the floods that we had several years ago and the mice plagues actually creating super snakes in some ways that are creating venom worse than others? I mean, this could be an anomaly, but John, a snake that could by itself kill 400 adults, and it may not be the only one out there now is the fear. This is telling us there is something drastically, dangerously wrong with our snakes, and something scary, more scary about our snakes than I think we've ever seen before.
Brisbane, Queensland, that is possible. And farther north, so they like it warmer.
They do. They really are a tropical snake. And I believe this one was actually picked up just north of Brisbane. So around the Sunshine Coast area, which any given day, you're talking in your 20s and 80s, even in cold weather conditions. So this is purely tropical weather up there. But these things are actually, while they're coastal, they are being found more and more inland because of the waterways and the lush tropical environment as you get further north in Queensland. So think of anywhere that has a waterway, that has sort of mangroves and swamps and a bit of tropical heat. That's where you could see the coastal taipans. And they are hard to see too. I mean, we talked about the brown snake, which is so dangerous here in Sydney, being brown and you can't see it on the ground. It actually fits in well with the leaves. The coastal taipan, I mean, probably a big defensive measure itself, is actually a grayish sort of a brown, which looks exactly like mangrove mud, which looks exactly like the coastal mud that you see on any northern Queensland beach. So these things are deadly, and honestly, I'm glad I don't have to deal with them here, but this is an amazing story, and again, it shows that really, literally every animal in Australia will try to kill you somehow.
The reporter points to Australian Reptile Park, which is said to be 30 miles north of Sydney. Have you been there?
Yes, I have actually, and that's the great thing. It's not far out of Sydney, and a lot of people actually go there to look at the reptiles, but a lot of people go there as part of school groups and as part of even university studies, because it's actually, while it's a park in itself, it's actually a place that you can go and study these animals. So it's really a great thing for the public to do and basically learn how dangerous they are. But I believe it actually is our biggest reptile zoo here in Australia too. So we're very blessed to have it so close here in Sydney. But being just north of Sydney here, you can imagine how many of the actual creatures that they have there come from around the country. So it's a great eye-opener too, just to see how many more dangerous snakes there are than just here in southern Sydney.
Here I thought the eastern brown snake and the red-bellied black snake were the ones to worry about. Now we have a new creature entirely, the coastal taipan. Enough venom to kill 400 human beings. That's impressive. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.